Chapter 3. Purifying Water. If you are going to purify water for drinking, the steps are simple and easy to remember. First of all, you need to determine how dirty the water is, so that you know how many drops of sodium chloride to use. Dirtier water means more drops needed to purify. Secondly, you should understand that you don't need to purify water that is going to be stored. Whether in 2-liter bottles or a 55-gallon drum, the water usually stores just fine if it is in a closed container that is out of sunlight, but it's up to you how you want to do it. Below is a table that I made to show how CD would be needed to purify the quantity of water. So this table below is listed on page 34, and it shows different levels of cleanliness of water. For instance, the most clean would be rainwater or stored potable water from the tap. The next would be clean river or river water. And then the next level of dirtiness would be questionable river water. And the most extreme dirty water would be murky, gross water. So back up to the top. If it's rainwater or stored potable water from the tap, you would need 1 drop per activated chlorine dioxide. And if you translate that to liters, that's 1 drop per 3.7 liters. Clean river or river water would take 3 drops of activated sodium chloride, and that would be 3 drops per 3.7 liters. And then the questionable river water, the more dirty water, would be 8 drops per gallon. And I forgot to mention those first sections are for gallons, or 8 drops per 3.7 liters. And if it is murky, gross water, you put 12 drops per gallon or 12 drops per 3.7 liters. Now, once you have determined how dirty the water is, you can filter it through a clean cloth. That's where you just run it through the cloth. Then do a normal mix of chlorine dioxide in a dry cup. Add 1 ounce or more of water to the MMS or the activated MMS to dilute it. Finally, pour that mix into the container with the water that you want to purify. I have put an instruction step-by-step video and a list below, as well as a demonstration video, of course, at the bottom of this section. So step 1, run the water that you want to purify through a cloth to filter out any larger solids, if it's needed. Step 2, activate the sodium chloride drops and wait 20 to 30 seconds. Step 3, add 1 ounce or more of water to slow down the activation. Step 4, add the mixed liquid into the container of water to be purified. And step 5, mix the purified water as best as you can for 5 to 30 seconds. And step 6, wait about 30 minutes or more before drinking that water that you just purified. For larger water tanks, if you are planning on using large amounts of water to drink, you may want to consider using a syringe with a millimeter scale so that you can mix large and accurate amounts of the MMS purifier. Below is a table which helps to translate the drop amounts into millimeters, or cc's, which is cubic centimeters. That's the exact same thing as you're dealing with water. I did not know that. Cc's and mm's are the same if it's water. It also just happens that about 100 drops are the same as a teaspoon of liquid. So here's the table. It's just for translation purposes. You can also look this up. 20 drops of activated sodium chloride, or 20 drops of sodium chloride, equals about 1 ml on a syringe. So 40 would be 2 ml, 60 is 3, 80 is 4 ml, and 100 is 5 ml. And 5 ml equals 1 teaspoon. So that's just a helpful translator on paper. The nice thing about using chlorine dioxide to purify water is that there is no aftertaste that you might find with other purification methods or filters. When the chlorine and oxygen atoms separate, the water is left with no residue. It also acts as a scent and flavor eliminator in the air and in liquids. This means that it neutralizes foul tastes once the chlorine dioxide molecules have done their work. Just make sure that you let the liquid sit for 30 minutes after adding the ClO2 purifier to it.